the commandment that with God's promise.
这是保罗也在新约里面告诉我们。
And Paul also taught us this command in the New Testament.
那么主耶稣刚才我们念到的经文里面，我们也发现主耶稣他也很看重这件事情。
And the scripture we just read in Matthew also that shows that our Lord Jesus cares about this command too.
当我们在读圣经的箴言的时候。
When we read the book of Proverbs.
如果你从第一章一直到第八章的话。
If you shall read from chapter 1 to chapter 8.
你就会发现在这八章里面一共有九次这个作者。所罗门他说我儿我儿或者是说众子啊你要听我的话。
From you will find from verse 1 to 8 that Solomon, the King Solomon wrote many sentences that calls my son or my sons.
那么很多时候在箴言里面我们也看见他把父亲跟母亲啊放在一起的。
And we often see that he put the fathers and the mothers together.
他在比方说在箴言23章里面他说要听从生你的父亲。
And for example, in chapter 23, he said you need to listen to your own father.
那么你母亲老了之后也不可藐视他。
And do not show contempt when your mother is getting old.
他说又要使你的父母欢喜。
And also please your father.
使生你的快乐。
And make them happy.
然后圣经上在箴言第十九章二十六节那边告诉我们说，他说虐待父亲、撵出母亲的是愚羞，自入之子。
And he also in chapter 19 says those who treat his father poorly and also also look down on their mothers that should be put to death.
所以在那边他也告诉我们、啊、主耶稣他也讲这个、比方说你如果是、咒骂父母的话、你就会被咒诅。
And Jesus also said if you curse your parents you will be put to death.
那么在圣经上也告诉我们说一个人如果不孝敬他的父母那么他说天上的飞鸟会把他眼睛把他啄出来。
And also Bible mentions that if one dishonors his parents that the bird in the sky will take his eyes off.
所以我们从圣经上我们真的是可以看到、孝敬父母这件事情实际 是 很重的一件事情。
From the Bible we can see it is very essential and important that honor your parents.
在利未记十九章第三节那边他把孝敬父母和安息日看成一样的重要。
And in the book of Leviticus, that in chapter 19, it says, the, honor your parents and observe the Sabbath day is of same importance.
就是尊神为大。
And it's you exalt the father as the...
而且是和圣洁有关系的。
And it's related to your holiness.
所以我们从圣经上面我们晓得孝敬父母其实是很很在神的眼在神的心里面是很大的一件事情。
We know that honor your parents is a very big deal.
那么我们从刚才十诫第五诫里面我们也看到。
And also in the Ten Commandments, the fifth command of the...
这个孝敬父母跟人呢、啊、在这个地上活的延续长久是很有关系的。
Honor your parents is related also to the length of your life on earth.
你知道这个十诫是主耶稣啊、是神当以色列人当他们要进埃及的时候，在西乃山所颁布的。
You know the Ten Commandments is God gave to the Israelites through Moses on the Mount Sinai.
他颁布这些是为了预备他们要进到迦南地的时候，怎么样在里面存活。
So God is preparing the Israelites before they.Get into the promised land.
叫他们不会进到迦南地之后被当地的风俗败坏的风气所吞灭了。
So that they will not be devoured by the evilness traditions of those.
能够一直住在迦南地，能够一直延续下去。
So that they can live long in the land of Canaan.
如果你去看利未记的话
，If you read the book of Leviticus,
你就发现。当时迦南地的人他们的那种败坏
You will see the people that their days that the people who lives in Canaan they're very evil.
特别是他们在家庭伦理上面的败坏。
Especially the family moral.
所以神在他们进去之前特地的呼叫他们啊，利未记这个字原来的意思就是呼叫的意思啊。
So God even warned them with a loud voice, trying to warning them.
所以神借着以色列人这个民族来警告世人，如果不孝敬父母的话，在这个地上是不会长久的。
Through the Israelites, God trying to tell his the people that if you do not honor your parents, you cannot live longer in the land.
因为你们十诫不是老掉牙的事情。
Ten Commandments is not old-fashioned at all.
十诫是神所规定的。
It's from God.
在这个世代的人，不只是在教会。
Not only in the church.
在教会外面。
Also outside the church.
都应该要听神的话。
Everyone should obey God's command.
不只是听。
Not just listen to the command.
还要认罪悔改。
And also confess your sin and repent.
要不然地上的教会跟外面的世界是会一样的。
Otherwise, there's no difference between church.
我们就会看见像以色列人一样走到最后一个，神把他们从迦南地赶出来。
Well, just like the Israelites, God will take them away from the promised land, Canaan.
那么下面我们就来思想一下孝敬是什么意思呢？
Now we want to think about what is the what does honor mean?
如果我们把圣经上用的这个字哈，在利未记十九章第三节，再加上新约第十五章第四节，我们就能够明白孝敬父母就是尊敬、尊重的意思。
From the scriptures mentioned in the Bible, that honor means you respect and honor your parents.
是从心里面发出来对他们的尊敬和尊重。
And it's a feeling, and it's a from your heart.
然后从外面表现出来。
So that it's lived out in your daily life.
这个跟我们中国人所讲的孝顺那个愚孝啊，咱们中国人过去有愚孝是不太一样的。
This is this honor is different from the teaching that in the Chinese Asian society.
那么尊重和尊敬一个人呢，是有一个很基本的原则。
There's a basic rule for honor and respect.
是因为他也是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Because everyone is created in the image of God.
一个人如果敬畏神的话，他应该是会尊敬、尊重别人。
If one fears the Lord, they should respect other people.
不是只有当这个人对我有利，或者是对我有益处的时候，对我有用处的时候，我才尊敬他。
Not only that person is useful to me, then I respect him.
如果人与人之间真的是这样子的话，
If that's the case,
完全以利益为出发点的话，
according to my own interest,
那么人与人之间真的是会变得越来越残酷无情。
Then we're gonna become more and more cruel.
那么下面我们就要思想一下，我们怎么样尊敬尊重父母呢？
Then how we're gonna honor our parents?
第一个，我们是尊重他们的身份。
First, we want to honor their as the parents this status.
因为他们是父母。
Because they are our parents.
父母怎么来的？
Where the parents come from?
小朋友，父母怎么来的？我们中间有很多小朋友啊，他们在心里面想：哇，我从你来的，你从谁来的？是不是啊？啊，那么父母就是说，人怎么会成为我的父母？很简单的一句话，一个原因就是因为他生了你。
Why that person become my parent? Because they have gave you birth.
那么这个事情是神所立的。
This is ordained by God.
我们没有一个人可以选择我们的父母亲的，对不对？
None of us can choose our own parent.
如果我们要选择父母的话，我们想，我们总会选择，我不知道你们会选谁啊？不过呢，大概也有很多人会选 姓蒋啦，或者是姓毛啦，或者姓各式各样的哈。
If we can choose our parents, then we probably will choose some people that is famous or.
但是父母不是我们选的。
But we can't choose our parents.
所以我们知道这是神所立的。
We know that it's ordained by God.
那么箴言第六章二十节到二十二节那边教导我们要尊重我们的父母。
And in Proverbs chapter 6, it teaches us to honor our parents.
就是因为他们是父母。
Because they are parents.
那么希伯来书也告诉我们说，他说我们在这个地上的父母，他都会管教我们。
And in the book of Hebrews that says that the parents on this earth will discipline us.
我们应该要敬重他。
We need to respect them.
因为他是我们的父母。
Because they are our parents.
父母决定不是完美的。
Parents are not perfect.
但是他就是父母。
But they are parents.
第二个，尊重他们的管教和他们的责备。
Second, we respect their discipline and their rebuke.
这个背后仍然有一个原则。
And there is also a base.
就是因为是神的工作。
Because that's what God let.
就是因为是神的缘故。
Because of God commanded.
神要借着地上不完美的父母来教导我们怎么样敬畏神。
God used the imperfect parents on earth.To train and discipline us.
因为箴言里面的的确确也告诉我们，他说耶和华会管教我们，就好像我们的亲生的父母，我们自己生生的父母管教我们一样。
In the Proverbs, it says that God teach and discipline us just like our earthly father or mother teaches us.
我们没有看见过神。
None of us ever see God.
那我们怎么知道我们是顺服神呢
？How could we know that we obey God?
父母亲跟我们的关系就是这个，就是这样。
The relationship between us and our parents reflect the relationship.
神把父母放在我们上面。
Because God ordained the parents has also.
其实他要教导我们学习怎么样顺服神。
Because God wanted through this way teach us how to obey God.
一个做父母的，如果不管教自己的子女的话
，If our parents don't discipline your children.
其实你知道，圣经上告诉我们说他是恨他的子女的。
Bible teaches us those kind of parents they really hate their children.
这是很严重的一件事情。
This is very serious.
当然，我们讲到管教的时候，并不是说像我们有的时候生起气来啊，就打小孩啊，这个是不对的。
But when we talk about discipline, it's not like when we are in anger to hit the kid, hit our children.
但是我们需要管教他们。
But we need to discipline them.
如果一个父母亲你不管教你的小孩，你就是恨他。
If a parents don't discipline their kids, they really hate them.
那么我们问题出来了。我们有的人就问说，那我听我父母的话要听到多我自己年纪多大哈？是不是到了十八岁就可以不听呢
？Then there's a question comes up that, how long should I listen to my parents until 18?
或者是说我结了婚之后就可以不听呢
？Or until I get married?
或者是我，那你们自己想一下哈。那很多时候我们就在想说，我们听我们的父母亲要听到什么时候
？Oftentimes we trying to figure out how long we need to listen to our parents.
我们看一下箴言第23章22节。
Please open your Bible to Proverbs 23.
箴言23章22节。
verse 22.
在这里他说，箴言第23章22节哈。他说：“你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视他。”
Here it says, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old."
我觉得这个地方暗示我们。
Here it there's an implied here.
他说：“当你母亲老了，你也不可藐视她。”
When your mother is old, you cannot despise her.
所以我们听到要听我们父母亲的，要听到什么时候呢？
So how long you should listen to your parents then?
到他年老的时候。
Until she's even old.
那我就不知道你会变成多大啊。
I don't know how old you will be at that.
我们成人了，我们可以询问他们的意见。
When we become adult, we ask them for advice.
但是你自己要做一个决定。
But you need to make your own decision.
你要晓得，你做的决定，你都要跟神负责的。
And you need to remember all the decisions you make.
那我们
you need to give accountability to God.
那我们做父母的也应该了解这件事情。
And the parents need to understand.
我们教导我们的小孩，我们的最终的目的不是要他们完全听我的。
When we teach our kids, we don't want to eventually get the results they obey us.
教导他们怎么样从经过我们的教管教，他们可以敬畏神。
The purpose is through our training, they fear God.
第三个，父母的意见，当父母的意见和或者是说我们的意见，或者说神的话抵触的时候，该怎么办呢
？The third is when we have a different opinion, between parents or between God's teaching. What can we do?
我们怎么样才能够尊敬父母而又不违背神的话？
How can we still honor our parents but without breaking God's word?
我觉得圣经中有一个例子。
And there's an example in the Bible.
就是但以理。
And the prophet Daniel.
但以理当他在巴比伦王的在那个巴比伦的时候，他们强迫他吃巴比伦拜过偶像的食物。
When he was in Babylon, the Babylonians forced them to eat the food there.
这是违反神的话的。
But this is disobeying God's command.
他就为他自己申诉。
So he tried to appeal for himself.
他必须要有一个正确的心态。
And he has this good heart.
他要先向他们说明他自己的信仰。
And he wants to explain to the officials that his belief.
是因为他的信仰而做这件事情。
Because of his belief, he refused to take the food.
他没有指责对方的错。
He didn't condemn them for their fault.
他没有指明他们是他们的罪。
He didn't say they are in sin.
他明白他们的心意。
They understand what they're trying to do.
所以他会想想看有没有变通的办法。
And he's thinking a way that get this through.
我们在我们的父母亲面前也是一样。
And when we have conflict with our parents, we should do the similar thing.
我们要尊重我们的父母亲。
We need to respect our parents.
因为他们是神所设立的。
Because God ordained them.
又尊重他们的权柄。
They have the authority from God.
所以当他们的意见跟圣经的意见是违反的时候
when their advice or opinion is conflict with God's command,
我相信我们中间很多人碰到过这种事情。
We know that many of you might encounter this already.
从我自己的经验
from my own experience,
从我自己知道弟兄姐妹跟我分享的经验
Or the brothers and sisters shared with me.
很多时候我们做儿女的没有办法，没有耐心。
Oftentimes, as children, we lack of patience.
那么要不然就是把电话一挂。
Sometimes we just hang up the phone.
那么有一个人他说，那他在我面前怎么？我说你做什么事情？他说他就转身就走。
And when I asked the one person that if your parents is in front of you, what do they do? And the man said, I just walked away.
难怪你的父母亲很恼火。
No wonder your parents.
难怪你的父母亲对你所信仰的真的是站在一种非常负面的态度。
No wonder your parents didn't take your belief as that highly.
很多时候我们就像我们在年轻的时候，就像在青少年的时候一样。
Oftentimes we are just like the teenager.
那么青少年的时候，我们跟父母亲谈不拢的时候，我们做些什么事情呢？
When we were in our teens age, what we do when we have conflict?
我们常常见到的就是门一摔，人就走了。
We slammed the door, then we walked away.
或者是一跺脚，一直跺，一直跺，跺到门口。
Or we stomp our feet until we reach to the.
你知道很有意思的，就是我们成人了之后，我们跟我们的父母亲，很多时候仍然是这个样子。
And oftentimes when we become adult, sometimes we still do that.
其实我们的心态是不对的。
Our heart is really wrong.
我们不能够责怪他们。
We can't rebuke them.
我们需要把我们自己的信仰告诉他。
We need to tell them patiently our belief.
我记得有一次有一个年轻人在我们教会啊，他就跟我谈跟他妈妈、跟他爸爸妈妈之间的矛盾。
One time, a young man in my church shared the his conflict with his parents.
哦，他就跟我讲，他说：“你知道，我心里面很平静啊。当我跟我父母亲在意见不合的时候。”
He told me that I have truly have peace in my heart.
他说我很温和的跟他们讲我的意见。
I told them gently about my.
然后我就去跟他的父母亲谈这件事情。
Then I talked to their parents.
你们可以想象得到，父母亲讲出来的是另外一边的。
Sometimes you probably can.
完全不一样。
The parents tell you different story.
哇，他说你不知道，他在我们面前又跳脚又跺脚，然后又摔门呐。
You don't know, Pastor, that when he's in front of us, he stomps his feet, he slams the door, he walked away.
这是我们的问题。
That's our problem.
因为我们不尊重我们的父母亲
We didn't honor our parents.
我们没有一个正确的心态去处理我们之间的矛盾
We didn't use the proper attitude and way to resolve the conflict.
最后一个我要谈的就是不孝敬父母不尊敬父母的结果
And the last I want to talk about the results from dishonoring your parents.
有一个做青少年工作的牧师做了很多年的
There's a youth pastor who worked with youth for many years.
他告诉我们，他说有一个可能，你的儿女为什么会背叛你
？There's a possibility, one possibility that your children disobeys you.
为什么不尊重你
？They don't honor you.
为什么不尊敬你
？Why?
因为你自己没有尊敬你的父母亲。
Because you, when you were Young, you didn't respect your parents.
他说这只是他几十年的经验，其中有一个他发现的原因。
That is one of the reasons through all these years of teaching the youth.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上告诉我们说，要我们孝敬我们的父母亲。
Bible teaches us we should honor our parents.
要我们尊重我们的父母亲。
We need to respect them.
要我们尊敬他们。
We need to fully respect them.
如果我们不照着去做
，If we don't do accordingly,
圣经上已经很清楚地告诉我们会有什么样的结果。
And the Bible already told us very clear what is the result.
我在这里也有一些很特别的建议哈。
And also, I have some suggestions.
也实际很实际的建议。
Very practical suggestions.
那么这是在北美，我自己这么多年，我自己处理一些事情，我自己观察到的结果。
This is from the many years as a pastor, I observed from the teaching.
先是对老人家。
First for the elders.
我知道我们中间有很多年纪比我大的。
I know many among you older.
那我自己年纪也不小了。
And I'm not young anymore.
所以我想我还是可以讲哈。
But I can still tell you this.
我想我们年纪大了之后，我们真的是要告诉我们，我们要做一个，不要做一个让人讨厌、唯恐避之、唯恐不及的老人。
I want to warn the elders that do not be a parent that make your children really suffer.
这是我对老人家所讲的哈。
This is for the elders.
对年轻人的话，我觉得有一些实际的建议啊。
And for the young people, I give you some practical tips.
有些时候我们跟老人家不太容易相处。
Sometimes it's hard to live a harmony with the elders.
那我自己是觉得说，如果能够的话，能够最好不要住在同一个屋檐下面。
If it's possible, that do not live under the same house.
但是并不是表示说你把它丢在老人公寓里面你就不管他了。
But that doesn't mean that you send them to the elders' apartment and ignore them.
当然，如果能够住在一起。
But if you can live together.
对下一代其实是很好的。
And it's good and benefit to the generations.
如果不能住在一起。
But if you cannot live together,
儿女做儿女的不能不管你的父母亲。
And the children, you cannot just ignore.
你要每周真的是要和他们见面，要带他们出去。
And every week, you should go visit them and bring them to somewhere.
当然，我知道我们年轻人在北美真的很忙。
We know that our people that live in America is very busy.
但是我们一定要能够做到这件事情。But
we need to find time to do it.
还有一个就是我们不要把父母当作皮球一样。
And another is we do not think our parents like a ball.
好像踢来踢去啊。
And kick them here there.
有需要的时候就把这个球丢过来。
And when you are in need, then you take the ball.
那么没有需要的时候就把这个球踢出去。
And when you no longer need it, then you throw them away.
我们不可以这样子做。
You can't do that.
这不是我讲的，这是一些年长的人，他们跟我们，他说我们这个叫做皮球世代。
And these are not from my saying, but it's from the elders. They sometimes think they are just like a ball.
从老远的把他们从中国招来。
When the children in need, they bring them all the way from China to here, help them.
那他们就是一招即来。
And when the children in need, the parents just come over.
来了之后呢，不需要了，就把它踢给老大。
And when they are no longer need their parents' help, then they send their parents to other siblings.
或者就请他们回去了。
Or ask them to leave.
这个真的是不合圣经上的原则。
This is not according to our the teaching in the Bible.
我们做儿女的要常常感谢神。
As a children, we should always have a thankful heart towards our parents.
父母生你养你。
The parents gave you birth and raise you up.
不要以为你今天有这样子的成就，完完全全都是你自己奋斗而来的。
Don't think that you have the life today is all because you worked hard.
我们也要学会感谢我们的父母亲。
We should often thank our parents.
咱们中国人讲说，就算没有功劳，也有什么劳啊，也有苦劳。
It's just like the old Chinese saying that even though they do not have merit all this grace, but they still worked hard, they're laboring.
我们做儿女的要了解父母的心情。
We need to try to understand the parents' feeling.
我们很多时候把我们的心放在他们的心里面。
Oftentimes we put our thinking on them.
但是那不是他们喜欢的。
That's not what they like.
那也不是他们心里面想要的。
That's not what they want.
我盼望我们真的是在这一件事情上面。 我们要看准圣经上的教导。I
hope every one of us think about the Bible's teaching, how we should treat our parents.
我自己在教会里面做牧师。As
a pastor in the church.
我发现我们中国人呢，或者是说很多时候我们父母跟儿女之间呢，我们这个没有太多的交流。Often
our Chinese people, we don't communicate often with our parents.
我们也不知道怎么跟他们讲说我爱你，或者是说我们真的不知道怎么表达我们自己对他们的一种爱哈。We don't not usually saying
I love you. We don't even know how to express our love feeling toward our
parents. 有的时候我们做儿女的，我们就觉得说我们的父母亲做得很不对。
Oftentimes we blame our parents for a lot of things.
我们觉得他们的管教方式不对。
We disagree with their discipline.
其实我们如果了解一下,
if we trying to understand this,
我们的父母亲他那个世代，他知道怎么样管教小孩，知道怎么样养育小孩，那就是他所知道的。
Think about the time they lived, that the way that they teach and they raise you up, that's what they can do.
他们不知道我们所讲的这一套。
They don't know nowadays how we teach.
有很多年轻人就会觉得说，我一定会比我父母亲做得更好。
Oftentimes, young people boast that I can do better than my parents.
但是当我们自己有了小孩之后，
But when we have children,
我们会发现我们跟他们所做的完全一样。
We find out that we are same as they are.
一模一样的。为什么呢？
Why?
因为你是从他生下来的。
Because you are born from them.
我们没有一个人知道怎么管教小孩的。
None of us knows naturally.
对不对？想想看，当你老大出来的时候，哇，我们真的是全心全力的投在他身上，对不对？
Think about when you have your first child, how you worked hard to understand everything.
我们找很多的书来看。
We study many books.
我们也请教了很多人。
And we ask many advices.
但是等到第二个出来的时候，
But when the second comes out,
就不一样了。
It's a totally different story.
到了第三个，那更别提了。
To the third one, there's just the natural.
我们就会觉得说，你自生自灭吧。
Just live on your
own. 讲得很难听啊，但是很多时候我们就是这个样子，对不对？我们没有一个人知道我们应该怎么样管教子女。
Oftentimes it's like this. None of us born naturally knows how to teach children.
我们不一定会比我们父母亲做得好。
We normally don't do better than our parents.
所以我们真的是要学会怎么样心里面有一个感谢的心。
So we need to often have a thankful heart.
我在教会里面有的时候碰到一些老人家。
Sometimes I met some elders in my church.
有的老人家进进出出医院啊，来来去去，来来去去的。
At this age they go in or out the hospital.
那么有一个老人家真的是到最后了。
And there's an elder at the he's.
我常常有时候就会问他们，我说你们准备好了没有啊？这个只有牧师才可以问的哈，其他人真的不能问的。你一问，那真的是你会把他所有的火全部都弄出来。
One elder that he's at the end of his life, I asked him, "Are you ready?" But don't ask yourself, because only pastor can do that.
他跟我讲，他说他还没有准备好。
And he told me he's not ready.
我说你为什么没有准备好呢？我说你已经信了主耶稣了，对不对？我说主耶稣已经接受你了。我说你的罪已经得到赦免了。我说你已经准备要去主耶稣那里了。
Why you are not ready? You are already a believer. You already accept Jesus as your savior. Once you die, then you will go with be with Jesus.
他就是不告诉我。
But he didn't tell me.
但是从我过去的经验，我知道这些老人家有的时候心里面有一些结没有打开过。
But I know that there's something they hold in their heart.
所以有一次他的小孩来了。
Once their child.
一个男孩哈，一个男的，他来了。
His son come to me.
来了之后呢，我就告诉他，我说你父亲自己一个人躺在那边，我说你进去跟他讲一些话。
I told him that your father lie in his bed in the hospital by himself. Just go talk to him.
我们中国人有时候很难哈，真的是很难这种交流啊。我就告诉他，我说你进去嘛，我说你心里面有什么话，你想要跟他讲，去跟他讲去。
I told the son that whatever you have in your heart, just tell your father.
然后我就把他推进去了。
And I pushed him.
他很不情愿了。
He doesn't like it.
我就在外面等。
And I was
waiting. 大概一个钟头之后。这个人出来了。
And after an hour, he came out.
满脸都是眼泪。
And he was full of tears.
一个五六十岁的大男人了。
The son is about 50 to 60 years old.
我就看看他，我说你跟你父亲话讲完了没有？
And I asked him, did you talk to your father?
我不知道他们讲什么哈，但是呢，
I don't know what they talked.
他告诉我，他说我已经讲完了。
And he said, I finished the talking.
我就送他出了医院。
So I sent him a.
送他出了医院，我又再回去。
Then I returned to the.
我就跟这个父亲，我就问他一句话。
I asked the father.
我说你准备好了没有
？Now are you ready?
他说我已经准备好了。
He said I'm ready.
我不知道他的儿子跟他讲什么话。
I don't know what his son told him.
但是我自己的经验。
But my own experience.
我有一次，我父亲也是在最后的时候。
I have such a similar experience at my father's end of the day.
我去看他。
I visit him.
我去看他，一个老人家，鞠着背， 坐在那个地方。
And he was sitting in his bed with his hunched back.
我跟他之间也是很少谈这些什么很亲密的话的。
I don't often talk so closely with my father.
但是我做了传道人之后。
But after I become a minister.
我从弟兄姐妹家里面所发生的事情。
I learned from other families.
所以我那天我就看着他。
So I looked at him.
我就跟他讲。很难开口的哈。你看我传道人在这边哇拼命讲拼命讲碰到这种事情也很难开口。
You see me talk very talkative, but at this time I was. It's very difficult for me to talk.
我就跟他讲，我说你是一个，我说你在我们眼里面，你是一个非常好的父亲。
So you are a very wonderful father.
我说我们都很爱你。
We all love you.
后来你知道吗？他整个人呢，就好像忽然亮起来了。
And I feel like the whole person is enlightened.
他眼睛啊，好像都有光。
And there's light in his eye.
表情也好像很高兴。
And he's very happy in his face.
过了几天之后，他就过世了。
And after a few days, and he passed away.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上告诉我们说，我们需要尊敬我们的父母亲。
Brothers, sisters, Bible teaches us we should honor our parents.
我们不但是要照顾他们。
Not only we look after.
我是说，在我们能力范围之内，我们要照顾他们。
Within our ability, we look after them.
我们要供应他们所需要的。
We provide for their need.
我们也要让他们知道，我们心里面是怎么样的尊敬他们。
And we also need to let them know in our heart we respect them.
照着圣经上的教导来尊重他们。
And according to the Bible's teaching, we respect them.
我告诉你，很多时候你会想不到他的心里面会怎么样被你的话所打动。
Oftentimes, you cannot imagine his heart will be moved by your words.
不只是一个人，老人家，我真的是问过好几个老人家，我都问他们，我说你准备好了没有？
Not only I asked one elder, I asked many elders, are you ready?
很多时候就是在这种事情解决了之后，他就会告诉你他已经准备好了。
Oftentimes, it's this kind of matter.After this hold in his heart resolved, then they say they're ready.
弟兄姐妹，神告诉我们说，一定要孝敬父母。
Brothers, sisters, God teaches us we should honor our parents.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
你是我们在天上的父。
You are the Father in heaven.
你也在地上设立了我们的父亲、母亲。
You also give us fathers, mothers on earth.
你要我们从他们的身上学会怎么样敬畏你。
You want us to learn from them how to fear you.
很多时候我们失败。
Oftentimes we failed.
求你怜悯我们。
We ask you to have mercy on us.
求你也帮助我们有勇气，让我们能够告诉他们。
Please help us to have the courage to tell them.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.